Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, the 16th of September. Hope you're well. Coming up.
The Republican presidential candidate, Donald Trump, of course, is safe following gunshots.
Another assassination attempt on Donald Trump and political parties to do a lot of thinking today. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, an arrest has been made as the FBI investigates what they're calling an apparent assassination attempt on Donald Trump at his Florida golf club. Officers found an AK-47 style rifle, two rucksacks and a GoPro camera near to where the suspect was spotted on the perimeter of the course. According to law enforcement officials, the person in custody is 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Ruth. Donald Trump, who's running for the White House again, says he's safe and well. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw says a Secret Service agent saw the danger.
He was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off. So that's what we know about the investigation. We have somebody in custody right now that is a potential suspect.
Three political parties are holding their annual think-ins today. Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin and the Green Party are all gathering in Dublin. They will discuss key issues facing the country ahead of the Dáil's return on Wednesday. Fianna Fáil TD for Dunleary, Cormac Devlin outlines their main priorities.
Over the next 2 days, the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party will gather in Fitzpatrick Castle in Killiney for our annual think-in. And there's obviously a number of key priorities. We've several workshops focusing obviously on the budget, cost of living issues, as well as health, education and childcare and housing as well, amongst other things.
A man is due in court in the north today, charged with murder. It's after the body of 43-year-old Rachel Simpson was found in East Belfast on Friday night. She was discovered in a garage beside a house in the Castlereagh Road area. The 21-year-old is due before Belfast Magistrates Court. A new ban on businesses leaving their waste out in plastic bags comes into effect in Dublin city centre from today. 90 streets between Dawson Street and Temple Bar will need to find a different way of disposing their rubbish. Those who don't obey the new rules face fines of up to €150. Derek Kelly, Executive Manager for Environment and Climate Action at Dublin City Council, says they want businesses to find other options for their waste disposal.
From today, beginning the process of removing the derogation from the Waste Management Act that allows households and businesses to present waste for collection in plastic bags rather than in a reusable container like a wheelie bin. What's going to change for businesses? We want them really to start talking to their waste collection service provider and start agreeing the options that are available to them.
The coalition is being accused of making the housing crisis worse under its watch. Labour says the Housing for All policy is failing to deliver any change for those in need of social and affordable homes. It says rents have increased by 27%, house prices are up and child homelessness has soared by 70%. Labour leader and the party's housing spokesperson, Ivana Bacic, says the government must build more homes in the upcoming budget.
We are calling on government to invest significant capital in delivering new homes. The key issue to unlocking the chronic housing crisis is ensuring that the state can deliver a level of new homes that is sufficient to meet the level of need out there. So we want to see government ramping up its ambition and its urgency in addressing the housing crisis.
Meanwhile, there's been a 17% rise in the number of people with mental health difficulties seeking support with housing. Specialist Mental Health Housing Association HALE has seen demand for its housing and support services rise after supporting 694 people last year. Its annual report is calling on the government to give an extra €1 million in funding in the budget to sustain its growth. HALE spokesperson Kieran Garrett says demand for help has reached record levels.
Our annual report, which we are releasing this morning, will show that a record number of people were supported by HALE Housing Association last year. We support people living with significant and enduring mental health difficulties, and we supported 694 people last year, which represents a 22% increase on last year's figures. So really what that illustrates is there's a huge demand for the housing and support services we provide.
A man is due in court today, charged after the seizure of a gun in Kildare. The shotgun was recovered during a targeted operation in the Carbery area at around 5 o'clock on Saturday evening. The man in his 40s was arrested and questioned at a Garda station in the county. He's expected to appear before Naas District Court later. A new study shows food and drink manufacturers have reduced the amount of salt in a typical shopping basket by a third since 2015. Products made by members of the British Food and Drink Federation also have 25% fewer calories and sugar. There will be new laws in the UK to ban companies advertising junk food on TV before 9 p.m. In entertainment news, Richard Gadd has won three Emmys in LA last night. The Scottish star was recognised for his role in writing, producing and starring in the Netflix hit series Baby Reindeer. Speaking at the Television Academy Awards ceremony, he said it's the stuff of dreams.
10 years ago, I was down and out, right? I never ever thought I'd get my life together. I never ever thought I'd be able to rectify myself with what had happened to me and get myself back on my feet again. And then here I am, just over a decade later, picking up one of the biggest writing awards in television, yeah?
And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy says narrow losses are the hardest part of sport as he once again came up short in a big tournament. The Northern Irishman let the lead slip to finish second at the Irish Open at Royal County Down. Denmark's Rasmus Højgaard was the winner on 9 under par. McIlroy says it was disappointing to come up short in front of his home fans.
Had to try to keep my composure walking up to the 18th green there, but I did that as best as I could, and but yeah, it's wish I could play in front of that sort of, you know, those fans in this atmosphere every week. It isn't quite like that, but certainly appreciate all the support and can't wait to come back.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.